The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. We're talking about manifesting the sons of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, all creation groans, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You see, birth pains are taking place in the earth. Why? We're birthing something. Praise God. We're making something come out. What's coming out? The sons of God. I mean, things that are happening in the earth, the economic meltdowns, all that. We're just waiting for the sons of God, see? And what happens is God's people are supposed to now have their brightest moment. But what has happened in the church is immaturity, meaning that people have, because of their diets, haven't grown up. And the quality of your intake determines the strength of your output. Praise God. Well, let's go into it and find out what I'm talking about. It's called manifesting the sons of God. Let's go into it. As long as we're down in the carnal realm, as long as we're being governed by the dictates of our flesh, then the enemy can resist us. But the moment we function in the more mature Christian environment or believer, then now the enemy can't. For example, here is Jesus with him on the boat going to the other side. What did Jesus do? He fell asleep. What do they do? They get caught up in a storm. What are they trying to do? Probably trying to dip the water out fast enough. What happened? They figure out that they're about to die. What did they do? They call out to Jesus. Said, don't you care? We're about to die. And Jesus then got up, he rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, peace be still, and there was a great calm. Now notice, in the natural, they couldn't get over. But in the spiritual man, there is nothing that can overcome you. Listen to me what I'm saying now. You and I are not only going to go into the world and govern it, but we're going to redistribute its resources. Let me. Now, I'm not just talking. I'm saying something that's true, okay? All right. Now, you and I are designed for the impossible. And the world is waiting on us. And the enemy has resisted us, and one way is to try to keep us on a milk diet. And I'm telling you, when I first got born again, and I was new into things, and I went to a meeting to hear Lester Summerall. And I remember, y'all know Lester Summerall here. You know, he wants some devils. You better believe it. You know, I said, man, this guy don't have no love, man. I'm getting out of here. He don't have no love. Hey, yes, he did. He had a love for God. And I'm telling you, it was little firm for me, but I had to grow up. I had to come into those things. And I'm saying, boy, I got so that I was hooked on his teachings. But the same anointing that was on him began to come on me. You follow what I'm saying? Folks, I would call people would call on the phone. I was in Minnesota at that time, and they'd call on the phone. And when they'd call and hook me up with somebody else who couldn't even move their hand, and I'd just speak a few words over the phone, all of a sudden they'd start crying and throwing the phone down, and their hands start moving and so forth, because there's no distance in the spirit. You know that, don't you? I'm just saying, my dislike and hatred for the devil became just like Lester Summerall's. Let me show you, just real quick, turn to Mark chapter 5, please. And now, showing you how Jesus treated the devil. See, because he did not see the devil as his equal. See, we got to get over the fear that Oh, Satan gonna get you. Hey, wait, get who? What? Get who? Now, I'm saying you gotta get into a place where, hey, this man came in church out of breath. Oh, I got the devil on the run. The deacons turn around and says, you do? Yeah, and he's chasing me. Well, that's not the idea. You supposed to have him when you walk into the room. Demons should operate and act the same with you as they did with Jesus. See? And we gotta get over this thing of our past. You gotta put the past behind you because it'll contaminate your faith. Faith and condemnation don't work together. You got to get rid of them. You got to say, oh, wait, there's no condemnation. Father, I ask you to forgive me for looking at that lady yesterday. Just forgive me for it in Jesus. Now, I'm talking to somebody now. Just forgive me for it in Jesus' name. Boom, receive that forgiveness. Come on now and go in that room. I'm talking about that you'll have a presence with you. And you can have that, folks. You don't need to try to make yourself be somebody. You can walk in that room and the devil knows you're somebody. Now, I'm saying that because the world is waiting on spiritual authority. The government cannot solve their problems. Folks, the depressed are still depressed. Come on now, the drug dealers are still trying to. Come on, it's time for the church. It's time for people who know their God and will be strong and do exploits. It's time for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's time for a fearless group of people. People who are not even afraid of death. Death is being suspended over your life. And that's agreeing with Joel chapter 2, that you'll fall on the sword and won't even hurt you. Man, if you know who you are and walk in a boldness and a confidence and fearlessness, then those angels are set up a wall around you. They set up a wall around you. I'm telling you the truth. I have seen it. I have been in that pulpit when we opened the shade room, and I said something, and I knew it came out of the Spirit, and I came against that spirit that was in there, and I felt it. It was like something just, I could almost hear it. It sounded like something like what did it sound like? It just said, just like that. And I felt it. It was all around me. And I'm saying that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear the Lord. Not fear man, fear God. Have a reverent respect for him, his word. God loves justice. And if you go for justice, he'll deliver you every time. I'm saying it's because of what we've been feeding on, man. This stuff has been weak and so forth. See, the Bible says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. But understand, God will bind what you bind. So you're not waiting on him, because the heart of the king, whoever's in the House, whoever's in the Senate, who's ever in the wherever, their heart is in his hand. How do I know that? Because he said it. And he will turn it whichever way he will. But you are the one that's got to make the request. Boy, y'all, come on now. That's why the scriptures tell you to pray for all that are in authority. Why? So that you will lead a quiet and peaceable life. Folks, this is so powerful. The church is so powerful. Now, you look the way Jesus and the devil reacted to Jesus, and didn't Jesus said, the things that I do, shall you do also? Say amen to that. Amen. So I'm expecting the devil to act with me the same way he acted with Jesus. I'm expecting the storm to obey me the same way it obeyed Jesus. I'm expecting leprosy to obey me the same way it did Jesus. I'm expecting, come on now. Now, I can't fear, because the moment I fear, it contaminates my faith, because I'm going to find out I'm not the one that's going to have to do it. I'm the one that's going to have to believe that he won't do it. Is this making sense to you? Now, this is your time, but don't try to feel anything, because you're a lot bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. And you've got to operate according to the inside. You've got to manifest the Son of God. And I know people talk about love, cast out fear, and all that. That's fine. But the way that I'm teaching you to get rid of fear is get the presence of the Lord. Say amen to this. Now, let me just show you that, and we're out of here. And then we'll show you Mark 5 when we're out. Look what it says in, put something at Mark 5, and turn with me to Psalm chapter 23, please. Psalm chapter 23. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Y'all with me? Y'all flowing with me? Folks, this is what we need. We need a fresh injection of the meat of the Word of God. And you got to chew meat. You can't swallow meat whole. You got to take what I said and go home and listen. And that little part right there, you spin that back and listen to that one more. Spin it back and listen to it. A lady came up to me in one of the services, and she said, yes, I took your tape and took it to my pastor and so forth in another state. I said, did he listen to it? He said, Pastor, we took him 3 of your CDs. I said, did he listen to them? He said, no, he just only listened to one. I said, why didn't he listen to the others? She said, he hadn't gotten to them yet. I said, well, what, he's listening to one? She said, yes, he's listened to it 11 times now. He said, every time he listens to it, something else comes out of it. I'm telling you, this stuff is loaded. When you got meat, you got to chew it, because something else is about to come out. Chew it again. Something else is about to come out. Chew it again. Something else. And I'm telling you, you'll rise up to that spiritual person. And now people won't be able to affect you. They can call you a name, and you won't even wink. Why? Because you know that ain't you. If they call you your name, if they call you by the name that God gave you, then you'll answer, say amen. You call him another name, he ain't gonna answer. Why are you gonna answer? You got to say the name Jesus. There are certain things that cannot be delivered to you until you grow. This is good stuff. But we are not going to be some weak back Christians. We're not going to be some complaining bunch that are in the wilderness. Say amen to that. We're not going to be folks that are running down folks and talking about them behind their back and all that stuff. If you've done that, cancel that stuff in Jesus' name and thank God and say, Lord, strengthen me with might by your Spirit in my inner man to make it so that even in private, I will speak what thus saith the Lord. You're going to have to grow up. Listen, time is over for us to just have in church. We're going to have to go out there and hunt down some devils, and we're going to have to go out and set the captives free. Say amen to that. And we're going to have to start calling stuff, too. Amen. We're doing things that angels should be doing. All right, look what it says here. And verse 23, chapter 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will what? I will what? I will what? Fear no evil, for thou art where? With me, thy what? Rod and thy what? Staff, what they do? They comfort me. Hallelujah. Now, let's just go. I want to just show you a couple of things, because what I want to tell you is that what we're to do is understand that this power that's working, that angels are going to be working for us, and that this is a piece that is right on through the scriptures, that if you realize that it's not by might nor by power, but it's going to be by His Spirit. Now understand that the devil has lost his power. When Jesus came up and raised from the dead, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys to death and hell. When Jesus was raised from the dead, He then, according to Colossians chapter 2:15, He stripped the devil of everything that the devil had. The devil has no more power left. Now, all he has now is dirty tricks. He's trying to get you to curse yourself. He came and he kept messing with Job's mind, and pretty soon Job started fearing about his children might go into bondage or might be killed or whatever. And next thing you know, here comes a hurricane. It wiped out Job's business, wiped out everything, killed his kids. And Job was said to have said that the Lord giveth and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Lord didn't take that away. That was taken away by the devil. It was the same hurricane that was out on that water trying to sink that boat. I'm here to tell you that the enemy can't do it himself, because what I want to show you in Mark chapter 5 is that he had a channel over there he was using. He had a man that he was channeling power through, and that man was controlling that whole region. So Jesus is the only holder of real power. If the devil had any real power, he'd just kill you and get over with it. But he has no real power. There is therefore nothing called power left in the hands of the devil. In other words, only power that's available is the power that God has through Christ. Anything called power outside of God is a fake. And I'm here to tell you, there is no real power anymore outside of the power of God. Now, He's calling you to move into the areas of the impossible. Start calling things that be not as though they were. Start decreeing things and they shall be accomplished. Start believing you receive when you pray, and God will give you the manifestation of what you want. Don't bow down. Don't be of a mind that you'll get your feelings hurt and all that kind of stuff. Be aware of who you are, that you are seated with Him in heavenly places. People can't do nothing to hurt you. They can't stop you. They can't touch you. Glory to God. So now, our job is to finish what He started, is to finish to manifesting the sons of God here in this earth. I told you this, the same way that the enemy had to respond to Jesus is the same way that he ultimately has to respond to you. And I looked at this in Mark chapter 5, and come on down to verse 7. And here's this man when he came, verse 6. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and did what to him? Worshipped him. He cried with a loud voice, saying, what have we to do with thou, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee that you torment me what? Not. For he said, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is your name? And he answered and said, my name is who?
Legion.
My name is who?
Legion.
For we are what?
Many.
And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of that country. Here's a demon begging Jesus not to send him out of the country. David was fearless. What is our basis of fearlessness? Let's go to the root. And the root is when Adam and Eve sinned and they said, and they lost the presence of God and said that I was afraid, and I went and hid myself. Well, if we get the presence of God back, fear must go. I'm telling you, when you get over the fear of death, what some man can do to you. Folks, I'm just saying, I know it might be a little ways to get there, but if you just can remember that you don't have to rely on yourself to protect you, that the forces that God has placed around you and with you are enough to deliver you from any work of the devil. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, let's just summarize by saying this. There are some things that belong to you that cannot be delivered to you until you grow up. He said this in Acts chapter 20, and verse 32. I commend thee to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. You see, before you can receive some of the big things God has for us, the church has to grow up. Praise God. This Bible teaching is a powerful teaching. Now, the address and phone number on your screen, I want you to order it right away. You will not be disappointed. You see, where the church is going, we must be stronger. We must get up in the spirit, be on meat, be full grown, and able to go out there, and I'm telling you, subdue the works of the devil. Set the captives free, because that's what it's all about. It's called manifesting the sons of God. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Be a light in this dark and hurting world. We must become the spiritually mature church that God has called us to be. We must be strong, full of God's Word, and Holy Spirit led. We must show the world how good our God is in demonstration and power. We must manifest the sons of God.
There are people around you that may be toxic for you. And I'm telling you the truth, they don't want to go anywhere, and they don't want you to go anywhere. And what you've got to do is you've got to make up your mind to surround yourself with positive outcome, positive associations, positive living, positive talking, positive people who feed on positive things.
Manifesting the Sons of God by Dr. Bill Winston. In this series, you'll learn how to become a spiritually mature Christian and fulfill the assignment God has given you on this earth.
They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
Order Manifesting the Sons of God today, and Dr. Bill Winston will explain why the church's problem is not the enemy, but the fact that the church hasn't grown up spiritually. Why the Word of God is the primary tool that God uses to mature His people. Why God is calling you to do extraordinary things, and much more.
You're designed for the supernatural. The time for possibility thinking in your life is over. Everything now, God is moving you into the impossible.
To order your copy of Manifesting the Sons of God, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. Order this life-changing series, Manifesting the Sons of God, today.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this Prayer Call Center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.
My name is Mildred Maddox. I'm from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I became saved some years ago, and after giving my life to God, I had a hunger and thirst for to know His Word. I was hearing preaching, but no teaching. And one day, I happened to turn on the TV. This man is talking about faith. What is faith? I had read about faith, but I had not been taught on faith. And I started listening to his teaching. And from his teachings, from those broadcasts, it taught me how to live by faith, how to start speaking. My whole mindset changed. And when my mindset changed by listening and applying the Word of God, my whole life turned. I was working for another person, and I stepped out. I said, God, you said that you shall supply all of my needs. And through listening and applying the law of confession and faith, God blessed me to open up two businesses that I know I could not have done because everything around me said, no, you can't, you know. And through that, one of them, every day at 10:30 in that business, my TV is on to Bill Winston's ministry. And all of my clients that comes in there, even the ones as regular clients, they already know if they get there at 10:15, Miss Mildred, you don't have the TV on. I say you don't come on until 10:30. They are hungry. I have had people to come in and just sit and listen to the teaching on that 10:30 service and came in and asked me, what must I do to be saved? And you know, and I just say, I thank God. I credit all that to God connecting me through broadcast. I'd never seen him before, never been around, but through broadcast in all those years that he connected me with this ministry, and it connected other people, drawed other people to Christ, and it have changed my life. And I just thank God, because if it wasn't for you all that was partnering at that time that the ministry could go through the television where I could get it, I don't know where I would be right now. So I say thank you all, and I thank God.
Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry Partners, for helping us take this message of faith to the world through the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. We are reaching millions of people with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not a partner yet? Sign up today and be a part of what God is doing through this ministry. We are transforming the world for Christ, one life at a time.